The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good morning again, Trinidad and Tobago, as we get on Eye on the Economy this morning, 729 in the nation's capital. We turn our attention to a Woodbrook resident. The Woodbrook Residents Committee, Ms. Lynette Dolly, on his complaints and possible job losses. Good morning to you, Ms. Dolly, and welcome to Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, and welcome to everybody there too.
Thank you so much. As we get right into the crux of our conversations this morning, we had conversations where our Prime Minister are seeking to put a ban on Unicot facilities where FETs are concerned, and as it relates to noise pollution. Now, there are certain areas in the Southland where they welcomed it. But when the ban extended to the Hazy Crawford Stadium and the Jean Pierre Complex, some residents in Woodbrook spoke out and said they didn't even realize that residents in the area were complaining. One 82-year-old resident spoke yesterday in our newspaper, says that he has grown accustomed. They have grown accustomed to it, and it's a cultural thing. It's seasonal. It's not every day. And I just listen to the little music until I fall asleep. What is the true consensus of the Woodbrook residents?
Okay. It's mixed. So you do have those whom it doesn't bother at all, and then you also have those whom it bothers greatly, right? And again, sometimes you would be able to get the promoters and the facility owners to compromise, right? And shift their position of their boxes or where they put their music and or where they put the whole FET. Because in the stadium, we met with them years ago, and there were certain areas we told them, please do not put the speakers in that direction, turn it away, and they have been compromising. So, but unfortunately, when they put it in that way, as someone met me yesterday and said, you've turned it away from Woodbrook, but we are getting it in West Morins. You know? So regardless of where you turn it, somebody is going to get it. What is happening is that the music, this digital music that they're now using, it can be too loud. The bass frequency, that is what rocks everything and it shakes everything. When the music bands are passing along the streets, carnival days, not only carnival days, but there's this habit now that on a Friday night, bar crawl, going up the avenue, that music, it is just too loud. It shakes everything. When the band is coming, because I live on the street that I live on, is a route from the Soka Drew.
Wow.
So you could imagine.
Yeah, boy.
When they leave the Soka Drum, at one time we begged them, when they're leaving the Soka Drum, let them play Back in Times music. And it is strange, you know, when they tend to play Back in Times music, they keep the sound down. The volume is kept down. From the time they reach the avenue, they pump up because they're playing the current music. I don't know why it is that they do that. They just go from one to the next. Back in Times, okay, cool. And the thing is this, we can dance along with the Back in Times. We can dance along with even the current music when it is played at a decent level. But this level where everything in my house shakes. At one time, the band stayed out here for about 20 minutes. I had to call the stadium and say, hey, the band is in front of my door. 20 minutes shaking, everything is falling. Pictures are falling off the desk and the tables. He said, oh, sorry, we're waiting for Marshall to perform, so we held the bands back. I will tell them to move on. And this is what you get. Everything in the house shakes. There was a lady on Taylor Street. Her ceiling came down, you know, with this loud music. Why the bass frequency has to be so loud? If they can control that, if they can bring it down, everybody would be happy.
Now, what about the babies, senior citizens within the area, those suffering with ailments? How have residents been reaching out to the committee in addressing these things? Because I would imagine, you ailing, or you're advanced in years, and then this bass start to rock. You know it coming through. You're accustomed with it, but then on this time in your life, you just need that calm and serenity. And then living in the Woodbrook area, as you mentioned, is a major thoroughfare. You know, you said it's a mixed reaction, but what about those that are suffering? What thought process comes from them? Are they accepting it as cultural, as part of our culture? What are they saying?
They said culture is not noise. Noise is not culture. The culture is the culture. Noise is not culture. That is not our culture, right? And the thing is this, it can be turned down. It can be done.
So you say
why it has to be so loud?
So you say,
let me tell you.
Tell
there was a lady, somebody in the street behind me. They had a young baby, right? As the baby was born during carnival time. The doctor told them, do not keep that baby there. Because it's not in, not just the noise, you know, it's the vibration from the bass that will upset that baby. So they had to go and take place in a hotel. They spend the weekend in a hotel.
Cost them money.
The elderly. Last year, my sister was ill and she had an operation. And she came out of the hospital Carnival Saturday. So you could imagine Carnival Tuesday with this music going up the road here. And the music so loud, and we begged them. We would go and put our hands on and say, please turn it down, turn it down. They laugh at us. They laugh at us.
Wow.
And this is what we go to. And not only the music, don't forget the hype man. The hype man who is hyping up.
The crowd on the truck.
Yes, on the truck in the fete. Because we also hear the music from the savannah.
Really?
Yes, when there's a fete in the savannah, right? We get the music here. My brother-in-law in Flagstaff says, what was called me? What is going on? They're hearing it in Flagstaff, people in St. Anne's, people in Belmont, people in downtown. Regardless of where, you hear this music coming from there. Why should we be hearing it? What is happening to the people right there in the fete? I wonder, is it that they'd be going deaf? They'll have to go to Dretchy? Why does the music have to be so loud? And this bass shaking everything. People with bad hearts, they cannot be around that bass level. Just all they have to do is to tone it down. Tone it down. And you can get a good compromise.
You know, I often wonder, I do have a text on the line because one person is saying to me, for decades, residents of Woodbrook and environs complain about the noise pollution. Up comes the Prime Minister who shares their stated views. All of a sudden, some people change their tune. Well, those who in the media, they are now highlighting it. Now, I want that texter to understand, persons didn't just change their tunes. What happened, Ms. Lynette Dolly did tell us that there's mixed reviews within the community. There are mixed reviews. Not everybody is for or against. So let's hear what this texter has to say.
Good morning, DV. I am glad you all are discussing this loud pollution, because when even these cars and them, they pass with a loud bass, I get anxiety attacks and I start to feel my heart rate going up, and it's very disturbing to me. I can be out sound asleep, it will wake me up. And I hope something is really done about this to respect us, the elder people.
All right, thank you very much for sharing that thought. Now, Ms. Dolly, when it comes to the support of the police officers within the Woodbrook District, have you all reached out to have meetings to find out how you all can mitigate even the route changes as to where these bands are passing?
Up to last night, we had a police meeting in Woodbrook, a town meeting, right? Where all the ASPs and everybody else, super senior superintendents, came to the meeting. Yes, the police have been looking out, but not to change any routes per se for Carnival, because I don't think there is very much they can do. Now, with this, regardless of what route you go on, right, it's going to affect somebody. Sure. We have been pleading with them, with the mayors formally, and even with the government's now, the NCC and others. take Carnival downtown again, right? Take it back downtown, right? So that you relieve Woodbrook residents, because Woodbrook is overloaded. It is overloaded. That is what is happening now. Too many bands are coming through here. We, as you know, a matter of fact, you know, we had to fight with the NCC over the years to claim responsibility for Juve.
Wow.
As far as they were concerned, no, Juve is downtown. And Juve, I said, but isn't the MCC responsible for Carnival throughout Trinidad and Tobago? So you could have Carnival in Superior, in Chaguanas, all about, yes. So why it is you feel that Juve is not your responsibility?
True.
And it took years. It took years for them. But I said, Juve is a runaway horse.
Mm-hmm. And then
it is a runaway horse.
Outside of the
nobody's
noise.
Nobody's looking after it.
Exactly. And outside of the noise pollution, Miss Dolly, what about the defacing of your walls?
Exactly. The painting, paint on your walls. We appeal to the mayor and others. And one mayor said, okay, send us your bills. We will get you to get it repainted.
Wow.
Sent in all the bills. Nothing happened.
Hmm.
All turned down. Right? So you have, I have to, when Carnival comes, to cover my wall. I go to the expense of covering my wall to get away from the paint, having to paint it.
My goodness. So you have to buy a tarpaulin or whatever is needed.
Yes.
To throw over.
Yes, get the plastic and get somebody to tie it up
and fix it up for you, and you shouldn't have to go through that. I mean,
exactly.
You live in a relatively great community, and we pass through mm-hmm. there all the time. What alternatives, you know? Because when we look at Carnival and what it connotates and fets the very essence of our culture when it relates to Carnival, what is perceived to be the greatest show. What mm-hmm. do you think can be done? You mentioned downtown, but then we have residents living in the downtown area as well. Not too far. You're looking at Nelson Street residents over to that side. You know, it seems as though, where can we really put these fets that would not affect persons?
The Carnival, well, for Carnival, Frederick Street, Woodford Square is dead Carnival Day. Nobody goes there. Mm. That area is dead.
True. And, right? it's mostly and businesses in that area.
That used to be the hub of Carnival, long time. But the whole thing started to get out of hand with the DJs. Mm-hmm. Long time Carnival was Tambu Bambu, then it moved to Steel Band, then it moved on, you know, to Ray Sylvester, and they're just blowing on the road, right? And then it moved to the DJs. But the DJs started with one little thing. The proclamation that the president signs. There's a proclamation that the president signs, allowing Carnival to exist from 4 o'clock Monday morning to 12 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Yes.
That gives permission for Carnival to be played anywhere, anytime within that period. The police put in certain regulations and they draw up routes and all that sort of thing. But they don't really have a legal standing there, you know. It's just politeness, right? Because anybody could bring out could get 10 people together and say, let us go down the road with a truck. Let us go down the road. Anywhere. That proclamation states that. So it is possible. As I say, because negotiation over the years, they've been able to get the police, right? The police have been able to sit with people and say, let us have a route. Check Band Leaders Association, let us have a route. But they don't have to follow it. If a policeman comes and tell them, if they decide to go off the route, the police can't really tell them no, you know.
Mm.
By legal, they could fight that in court.
All right, Miss Dolly, hold on a minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Davy.
Good morning, Arima.
Listeners. Davy, why it is so many thousands of residents, so many other people are being disturbed because of weak culture? If it is weak culture, they consider they would not disturb it many years ago. They still play mass. They still have the band, and people enjoy themselves. They didn't have that kind of destruction. But the people in St. James, they are always being affected, and that kind of big fete, and sometimes every holiday come about, is the same thing. why it is when you build your comfortable home and you reach an age of retirement, you have to be traumatized every weekend, every month. And Davy, it is so unfair. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. That's a resident from Arima. And even the Arimians, as it were, they and all suffer. The Minister of Planning and Economic Affairs and Development, Kennedy Surat Singh, is saying that he has instructed the Shagaramas Development Authority to work with the Ministry of Culture to create spaces where fetes can be held. And, you know, while we look at maintaining noise pollution on the environment, you suggest that we go downtown. But Carnival have evolutionized. It has evolved. From the steel pan playing for a band. Mm-hmm. When we see that happening now, it's called traditional mass. Mm-hmm. So you had the little steel band playing and the costume.
Yes.
That is known as traditional mass. Now we have four trucks all linked up to the main truck to the front. And
that's
they are
right.
all pelting. Let's take another call quickly. Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you and your guests. I am calling from Valencia. Madam, I support you 1,000,000%. And in relation to those who say noise to affect them, you know, people could sleep in water.
True.
And the saying goes, what is poison for you is tonic for somebody else. Let them remain there. I know what is noise. And I think what the Prime Minister is doing, it is much appreciated. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and for showing support for the residents of Woodbrook. And as we get set, you know, we are winding up. We're heading to the 8 o'clock hour. Miss Dolly, oh, let's take another call. Very, very interesting interview this morning, I must say. Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning.
I sent a WhatsApp for you, but apparently you didn't check it out yet. What about the mental health part of this whole thing? We are not getting from the mental health expert on this particular thing. What does the mental health people have to say in regard to the level of noise that is affecting the population? We have to look at it from the mental aspect. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Another call coming through. Good morning.
Good morning, Davy. I just want to make one simple statement. I listened to the person you have there on the program.
Miss Leonard Dolly, yes.
And what she's saying, I digested it well, I analyzed it well. And whereas there are those who want their enjoyment should not be at the expense of others. I thank you, enjoy.
All right, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Davy, and good morning, Kelis, and your guest.
Yes.
I just have been listening to the carnival and the noise pollution running over the past couple of days, and I kind of well aware where Brian Lara Stadium is situated and how far the houses is away. And for these people to be complaining, that noise level has to be really, really, really high. So I am wondering why it has to be that high. And the other thing is that we talk about culture and we preserve the culture, and it has one particular pet, some kind of dirty pet, let us call it. And you see ladies in the morning all on the side of the street and without clothes and vomiting. And that is the culture. That is what we're defending. I think we need to tidy it up. I'm not saying I have nothing against it, but we need to tidy it up. And one quick thing again. Somebody came into the country yesterday morning and left a knapsack that they use as their hand luggage on one of the benches at the Piako Airport. Mm-hmm. If that person is listening, kindly check the customs lost and found area. Your baggage is there. So somebody, again, yesterday morning, early flight, they came into Trinidad and left their knapsack on one of the benches outside the Piako International Airport.
Well, all right, thanks for the information. But usually when you have discarded in, luggage like that, it's taken away and destroyed. At least in other countries, you can't leave it. Good morning.
Hey, baby, good morning.
Good morning.
And to good morning, I guess. I listened to the program, and I hear a lot of complaints about the situation, right? But what about the solutions? And one of my solutions is, if we downsize music system in terms of speaker amount, all right? So you allow a certain amount of speakers on your system that can be played rather than the 100 speakers on the 40-foot truck or 50-foot truck or whatever truck they have, and you come down to a 10-foot truck or a 3-ton truck or something like that, so that you limit the volume, the amount of speakers, and that would be a solution. in terms of the volume at the decibels. So the less speakers, the volume will come down. More speakers, the volume will go up.
All right.
If we cut the speaker size, then we'll get a lower volume. So everybody can be happy. We have less volume and less shaking at the less vibration, less bass projection, and they will have a sustainable amount of music on the truck also.
All right, thank you so much. One texter is saying, Davey, maybe the Carnival Committee can change the route from Arapita Avenue to Tragreed Road downtown. Another one says, I'm just checking through some text messages here very quickly. Morning, I'm in my 30s, and I dislike that loud music and music trucks. The Honorable Prime Minister should ban these music trucks. Keep the FETs via the boats at sea. And this makes my final question to you, Ms. Dolly, this morning. What are the Woodbrook residents recommending to the authorities, the FET promoters, be done with the Carnival, with the FETs, with the noise pollution? What is the solution that you all have put on the table that you think they should listen to?
As far as the FETs and the music, just keep the volume down. Just keep that volume down and be more disciplined and respectful. That is what we want from them. If they do that, it will be fine.
So the residents, based on from your committee, not necessarily opposed to FETs being held at the Hazy Crawford Stadium?
No, they're not. Once it's within the confines and once it is not annoying people, it is fine. Because right now they've been having FETs. FETs were held, I think, last week or week before. And to tell you the truth, I didn't hear it. All we get is a doom, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can sleep with that, right? Unfortunately, as somebody told me, it goes to Westmoreland's.
Wow. So you're recommending that they keep the noise levels down and the residents will be fine with it.
Yes.
Let's listen to this final voice note very quickly before we wrap.
How it is that Trinidad and Tobago, you know, they're saying they're so serious about crime, and they're not copying the basic fundamental things that the first world countries employ, right? This is geared for Sergeant or Minister now, Roger Alexander. When you live in a first world country and you have a crime situation, for example, a kidnapping, do you know that a mass text message goes out to everyone's phone to alert them to be on the lookout for vehicle number so-and-so, right? Possible driver with a red coverall, you know, with a wrong beard, be on the lookout, right? Why it is we can't employ something like that, which is a basic thing, right? We have plenty communication network for phones in Trinidad. What is the problem?
All right, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. In conclusion, we can safely say that the Woodbrook residents, they are not opposed to these FETs, Ms. Dolly. It's just a matter of lowering down the volume, keeping the decibel low, and we could work.
Yes, because as I said, when we met with the stadium, there were certain things to put in place, the cleaning up after, making sure that the place isn't littered, all those sort of things we had put in place.
Beautiful.
Morning, Davey. Darbasa. Davey, I am thinking about the countries in which they make these powerful amplifiers and speakers and so on. What kind of laws do they have? Do they allow people to do what we are allowing here? Or do they have strict laws for the use of it?
Thank you very much, Dorbasa. One texter is saying noise pollution is a long-time problem. Thanks for the authorities for finally taking action. Ms. Dolly, I want to thank you very much for chatting with us and sharing the thoughts and concerns of the Woodbrook residents. And, I mean, Carnival is around the corner.
Yes.
We really hope that we can reach some sort of consensus with this year's, next year's Carnival, much to the relief of you residents. Have a great day. Continue to be safe. And let the residents know that Freedom 106.5 FM, we on it. And we support you guys. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.